KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's partly cloudy at 56 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today. A high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Well, communities that were flooded when levees failed along the Missouri River earlier this spring will likely remain exposed to high water for months to come, leaving displaced residents wondering when or if they will be able to return and rebuild their homes. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the federal agency that regulates flood control along the waterway, has been assessing the levees that were crippled in March when heavy rain and snowmelt caused the river and its tributaries to overflow in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. But repairs have been hindered by the extent of the damage in the lingering floodwaters. The flooding that caused an estimated $3 billion in damage across the Midwest forced 94-year-old Artis Rogers from her farm near the small community of Percival. She said she's heard from people who flew over her home that appears dry, but the roads leading to the property remain flooded. Only a handful of the more than 40 construction contracts needed to fix the damaged Missouri River levees have been issued. Lowell Blankers, who oversees levee repairs in Iowa and Nebraska for the Corps, says we're working hard to get that initial level of protection in place, but completing the repairs will be difficult. Judd Knuvian, emergency manager with the Kansas City District of the Army Corps of Engineers, said they've been hampered by poor conditions. Often after floods, officials are able to drive along the levees to assess the damage, but that hasn't been an option this spring in many places where the floodwaters surged over the top. The Corps is relying instead more heavily than ever on watercraft and helicopters to find out what's going on with the levees. Even in Hamburg, where repair work is underway, some of the still flooded job sites can't be accessed without a boat. Once the damage surveys are completed, the Corps will review which levees were most effective in protecting populations and the most critical infrastructure. That helps determine which repair projects come first. The federal government will pay for all of the repairs to levees in the federal system, and 80% of the cost to repair levees owned by cities or agricultural groups. Mike Roselius, emergency manager for Fremont County, which includes Hamburg, said until the levees are repaired, any heavy rain will threaten Missouri River communities with more flooding. It's going to be a long and treacherous summer for us. The dragging levee repairs make it hard for people to decide when or if to rebuild their homes and businesses. Only 6 of the 32 businesses in Hamburg have reopened since the floods, and residents are still boiling water. Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says right now we're not alarmed, but we have to get through May and June. Tecumseh County Board of Supervisors Tuesday approved a 2.8% increase in wage for County Engineer Charles Bechtold for the fiscal year 2020. Supervisor Steve Green said other counties are paying their engineers with years of experience more than Bechtold, so it's fair that his wage should be adjusted, just like the three elected offices were compensated earlier this year.
Looking around at county engineers across the state, you know, we've got 6 counties that don't even have an engineer, and now Montgomery County is also looking. When we were discussing things in January about raises, we talked about a dollar amount being the same as the three elected offices on the second floor.
Green said Cass County was kind of leading the charge at one point where wage increases were concerned, but with many county engineers, pay has gone up 3% across the state. In Cass County, the top floor offices received a 2.8% increase. Green said we would be remiss not to at least do 2.8% with the county engineer.
He's obviously talented. He's got 30 years experience compared to some of them with 2 or 3 years' experience.
The supervisors then moved to set Bechtold's salary of $111,024 a year, which he said was agreeable. In other business, the Cass County supervisors heard from Kenner Baxter, Cass County tourism representative, with regard to advertising in local papers and eventually on radio to promote what's happening in the county.
Because there seems to be an opinion that nothing happens here, that there's nothing to do. And that's just not true. We've got quite a few things going on throughout the county.
They plan to feature 2 ads per week in the local paper and 2 shoppers per month through August, plus an ad and a staycation guide, the total cost of which amounts to $2,930, which she says still leaves money in their budget for radio ads.
Going to also turn these ads into flyers that we'll plan to put up around the county, libraries, post office, any place that has a bulletin board.
No action was needed from the board for the advertising since it is in the Tourism Committee's budget. The supervisors Tuesday approved the final payment for the Valley Business Park loan from the Cass-Ottoman Border Economic Development Agreement in the amount of $59,200 to purchase the property. And last fall, the county made two advances for around $500,000 each, according to Dale Sunderman. The county acts as they flow through agency for those funds. Derrick County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday said there were four arrests over the past week. Among them, on May the 10th, 34-year-old Ashley Richards of Stewart was arrested on a warrant. 38-year-old Jennifer Woolhams of Greenfield was arrested May 10th on a court-ordered minimus for theft in the third degree. She was ordered to serve a sentence of 90 days, less credit for time served. On May the 6th, 38-year-old Daniel Veach of Winterset was arrested on an Adair County warrant for escape from custody. He was also cited for theft in the fifth degree for allegedly committing theft of merchandise valued at less than $200 from the Greenfield Shopco, interference with official acts for allegedly attempting to escape from law enforcement while being questioned as a main suspect in a theft case, and theft in the fifth degree by allegedly stealing a pair of handcuffs from law enforcement while escaping custody. Veach was released the following day on $1,000 cash or surety bond. You can check out the other two arrests under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.